Hey everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. We have a great show for you today. Before we begin, as I always say, your best resource is theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. You need to go there, it'll change your life. So it'll explain to you exactly what's going on. You'll have all this historical resources to kind of prove it. It's an amazing time to be alive. So we're sorry we didn't put out a show right away with instant reaction about the Trump assassination attempt, but we're just trying to let everything cool because everybody's losing their marbles with all these conspiracies and what they think is going on. Let me just explain to you one thing. The best of the Secret Service, who do they protect? The President of the United States. They're not going to go for a candidate. You're not going to get the best people for the rallies. I'm just sorry to say that. The Secret Service blew it. The guy that was involved in the thing was probably a psycho. He blew it. Okay? Wasn't very well planned. He obviously had planned to put a ladder or some sort in the meantime, but the Secret Service, the police blew it. They just slept on the incident, and everybody's kind of got this conspiracy about what's going on, and we're going to go over that in great detail, and you, once again, you'll understand the whole entire thing. Okay? So before we begin, I got Double Wide with me. Double Wide, how are you?
Good, my man. How are you doing? I'm really delighted that we did not jump out and put an episode out among all of the noise that really is kind of conspiracy theory compared to what we're seeing in reality now that things are calming down.
Right. We're trying to get a sense of what is actually really happening and kind of explain it to people in a logical way so people can understand it and kind of digest it as opposed to just saying, oh my goodness, this and this and this and showing all you this stuff. Let's kind of just breathe. Let's relax. And we'll kind of get to a conclusion.
Awakener, before we move on, can I ask you something?
Sure.
You've been working on arms lately?
I've been trying to work out. I've been working out my entire life. It's a tough being on the natural train because it takes so long to grow, but I do my best.
You're the man. But in all seriousness, a lot of noise went on out there. This assassination attempt in your mind has nothing to do with anything to do with Biden.
Yeah, so let me just explain it to you. So
because the whole world is like, oh, Biden just tried to have Trump killed.
Let's just explain it to you for a second, okay? So the conspiracy gains nothing by assassinating Donald Trump. And first of all, people are going to say, oh my goodness, they have to kill President Trump. No, killing President Trump just confirms to people that something is up. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. The enemy lurks in the darkness. Okay, everyone talks about, oh my goodness, the United States of America, they fund Israel, obviously, you're a genius. Okay? We've talked
about. Did you just want to say no?
I'm trying to be polite.
But realize that we get kicked off YouTube.
We get kicked off YouTube if I say anything bad. Okay? So the whole purpose of what I'm trying to do is explain it in a very positive light without being angry, without being frustrated.
Okay, but also, you'll get that version on Patreon. As soon as we finish this show, you'll get all the juice there. So make sure
you get all the juice on Patreon. A lot of the stuff that I want to say, I can't say. And the reason why, because it affects the national security of the United States of America. And believe me, anything I say that is remotely true gets flagged. Okay? The reason it's on Patreon is because they don't check Patreon because you need to log in, you need to pay, and nobody's going to pay to do that.
Oh, by the way.
Patreon is so cheap. It's so much cheaper than those OnlyFans you pay for these women. It's only like $3.50 a month.
Plus, look, he's working on his arms.
And honestly, it pays for my dumbbells.
Is that what you call us in production? That's not nice.
I guess so. So join the Patreon because you get so much more information that's not included in these shows. And you get to kind of understand the full thing. What is really happening is that there is an inert war happening for control of this planet. The world that you live in is not completely peace and love. I would love for it to be peace and love. It's not about tree hugging. It's not about, hearts falling from the sky. It's a war. There is a struggle happening between good and evil on this planet that has happened for thousands of years. In the world that you live in, since 1945, there is a struggle happening between two imperialistic forces, the yin and the yang. They cannot exist without the other. That is Sherlock, the U.S. military-industrial complex. They fund Israel. Oh, my goodness. Good for you. You're so smart. It's deeper than that. There's the yang.
Yeah.
The yang is the communist conspiracy that is the enemies of the USA, Russia, China, Lebanon, Iran, North Korea, and crew that are organizing against the US complex that are trying to destroy it. Once you understand that it's a war, you understand the entire battle.
You and I were talking about in the parking lot, and I turned to you and said, I now just look at America as the world's largest arms dealer. They start wars to put weapons out there to feed the complex. And my concern is that with Trump, if Trump puts everybody out of the way, that complex falls down and everything starts to crumble.
Not necessarily. So like people, you know, have followed me and unfollowed me is because right away I love Trump. I think Trump is awesome. He's a boss. He literally took a shot. He's back out there. I love the guy. But like my whole purpose of what I'm trying to do
here. He almost wasn't back out there. He almost wasn't heroic. He let's just put it in perspective. He got an injury that most 17-year-old punk rock teenage girls get done at the mall.
Oh, he got a piercing?
But just a
big old piercing.
Just a millimeter.
Yeah, he was
the other
very
way.
Lucky.
Yeah.
He was very lucky. You kind of just took the whole train of thought away. But the whole purpose is to try to just be honest with you, okay? So there are two complexes, okay? Without Western imperialism, the communists, the communist conspiracy, the evil in this world, this darkness, is going to take us out. Okay? If there's no method to stop the expansion of communism and fascism in the world, they're going to rule this planet. And your life and the life of your kids is going to be a miserable, miserable place. The only reason you have freedom is because some kind of complex is protecting you. Okay? Which means that if they encroach and they get close to us, they get messed up, man. And this is precisely why everything is happening right now with the battle. I'm going to explain to you, if Trump gets on that nuclear button, if he wins the election, he possesses the greatest weapon of war, which are Ohio-class submarines. Russia and China may have their own submarines, but they're not up to the same standard. And this Armageddon weapon, whoever possesses this nuclear button, is guaranteed to win an apocalyptic doomsday war. Okay, Russia and China might take out New York City, they might take out LA, they might take out St. Louis and a bunch of other stuff, but there will be nothing left of Russia and China after this war.
Okay, let's go deeper.
So if you understand that, you understand that the enemy, now what they want to do is they cannot afford to expose themselves.
Right.
They cannot afford for everybody in the world, on the Western world, to wake up and understand that this leftist ideology and everything that's brung with it is actually behind it also a weapon of war, their conspiracy to destroy the Western complex. Are you following? And this is why they do not want to reveal themselves. Revealing themselves so that everybody knows the truth is the end for them, because they have nothing at that point. At that point, they have nothing more than to do the war themselves and hope that whoever is in the White House is not going to press that apocalyptic doomsday war button on them. Do you understand? So put this in perspective. If they purposely assassinated President Trump right now, what happens when the entire Western world turns right wing and they can't get it back? What happens? Then they're in big, big trouble. So let's explain. Some leftists are crazy, man. This guy, he might have worked for the government. He's a crazy dude. He hated Trump. He thought about assassinating President Trump, and he went through with it. And by fluke, it missed.
Yeah, I don't know how all this went down. I just saw the debacle of Secret Service. I mean,
yeah, the Secret Service were unprepared. They brought their worst agents. They brought that lady who clearly, I could protect President Trump way better than this, and I can operate.
Could you get
a gun.
Your gun in your holster faster than she could?
Probably. But let's be honest with you, they don't send their best to the candidates and how they kind of act things out. They send their best are in the White House, protecting the President of the United States.
Now,
so they slept on it. The police royally messed up, guys. Okay? Now, did the guy plan it out? Did he bring a ladder maybe a couple weeks before? Did he scope out the area? It's possible, but is it huge, some kind of huge planning thing? I don't think so. I don't think it's in the communist conspiracy's best interest to assassinate President Trump, because if they did, they would risk losing America to this right-wing populist group forever.
In fact, were they maybe terrified that this happened? Like, oh no.
That's why Obama and Biden were both screaming. They were both screaming, oh my goodness, peace, peace, peace. This is not cool, this is not cool, this is not cool. They are hoping that they are going to get a handle on these investigations that are happening, and they're able to flip it and move back so that America goes back to sleep. That's what they're praying for right now.
Let's dive deeper on Trump in Patreon, because there's a lot of stuff we want to say we just can't risk on YouTube. But please come to Patreon, because we'll dive a lot deeper on that.
It's like $3.50 US a month. You guys spend more than Starbucks. Well, you probably don't like Starbucks, but I mean,
you know what? I got to tell you, it irritates all of us that you made it so cheap. But you guys got to go, because
I made it so cheap, and we got like what, 2 million subscribers? Like, come on. Come on, guys. This takes time and energy to produce this, and we want you to be a part of this. Just buy a Patreon subscription. It's easy.
You're not going to see the real show. That's the thing.
You're not going to get the real show. This is the tip of the iceberg into the depth of this war, because that's what it is. It's a war.
Okay, we'll dive deeper on Trump in Patreon. I wanted to ask you, if you don't mind, you mind if I do some Q&A about the last couple weeks?
Sure.
A major, major internet malfunction.
CrowdStrike.
What's that?
CrowdStrike.
What the hell was that about, in your opinion?
Well, CrowdStrike was the original company, the Ukrainian company. Well, people say it's not Ukrainian, but regardless of what you think about the company, it's owned by ex-Soviets. Okay? This whole kind of conspiracy is what's happening. I'll explain it to you. There's a certain agenda to lead the Western world to its grave so that it can be conquered, so they can have a totalitarian world government, their side winning. So to do this is not only possessing weapons of war and getting the U.S. weapons of war over to them, it's also taking the U.S. fiscal aid and draining it and completely laundering it and then giving it back to left-wing organizations inside the U.S. to poison the U.S. And also, it's listen, man, Vladimir Putin and the Ukrainians, they're all working together on this. One side collapses and gives it up, complains foul. The other people take the U.S. Aid money. They launder the money. They put it in this special private bank. It goes to Cyprus. It goes back to Putin's pockets. Then it goes back to the NATO back. Okay, what happens if NATO turns in the Soviet Union? See how NATO's expanding? Oh my goodness, it's all about NATO expansion. But in the back end of it, if everyone turns communist, what does it matter if NATO expands and takes out Russia? Russia has exactly what they want. They want one world where the whole world is communist controlled. This is more complicated.
Even if they don't want full communism, they want communist influence on par with the Western world.
No, they want communist influence completely controlling the Western world. The World Health Organization, everybody is serving you world communism. That's what it is. George Soros and his groups. Go back to 1980, do some research on Google. They are the ones who collapsed the Iron Curtain. Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Iron Curtain is gone, Soviet Union is gone. Okay, if that is true, then why is it that after spending all this money to collapse the Soviet Union, feeding it anti-communist agenda, why would George Soros and crew all flip around and then poison the USA for 40 years, teaching us nothing but communism with all his organization? Unless you understand that it's a lie. Unless you understand that the collapse of these nations happens and both are benefiting from it, and it's literally a weapon of war against the Western world to kill it from within. NATO is meaningless. If NATO expands and expands and expands and expands, it doesn't matter if we turn all into the Soviet Union. Doesn't matter if all our rights are given away. What does it matter? This is an imperialistic battle with two sides, and they're both so conflated and like joined together in this what's happening that it's very difficult to kind of, let's go to Patreon, because they're definitely going to block me.
Okay, on to Patreon. We'll see you there.